Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a lot of my friends have hybrids or they have electric cars. My husband and I are probably for our next car going to get an electric car, maybe fuel cell electric. I don't know what we're going to do. It probably depends on the price and, you know, it does matter. It's not about the color. Everything's just about the color. Also, if we could get rid of the dents of the scratches, because I just seem to dent and scratch, or I hit the bump. When I drive, I always hit the front end of not a hit another car, but like the street, because there's a speed bump or something happens. So we're looking, and I like the idea of us not being so dependent on fuel. Now, I don't really understand how much of the climate change crisis will be affected, because I think a lot of carbon footprints are put into doing all this and making the electric stations, and then what happens to our power grid and all that. But I still am very intrigued, and I think it would be cool to have an electric car, unless I feel I'm not safe. Now, for a while, we've been talking on the show about how the studies or the initial reports have said electric car batteries and electric cars don't ignite any more than fuel cars. And there are more fuel cars, gas cars, that will catch on fire than electric cars. But many of the caveats to these reports say, look, we don't have a lot of data. The majority of the cars are fuel cars. Gas cars, you know, and not everybody reports if it was an electric vehicle or if it was a hybrid. So I had brought this up because earlier this week, Henry Ruggs, wide receiver of the Raiders, was going about 157 miles per hour, hit an SUV, a RAV4. I've been calling it a RAV4, but I guess it's a RAV4, a Toyota RAV4, and kills a woman and her dog, Tina Tinter, who I think was about 23 years old. This was at about 3:54 in the morning, early Monday morning, and he was arrested on DUI, been to court, not allowed to drive, ankle bracelet, all sorts of stuff going on, but she sadly died. And I had seen that the car was on fire. So I started to bring up, and I spoke to you guys about electric cars and things like that, and I started to do the research, and we started to look at that. And so, I apologize. Sorry about the light coming in. Sorry about that. I think I like the light coming in. Okay, we'll fix our light. I'm sorry. Somebody just stormed in. What was I saying? I love it. I just love interruptions. Anyway, so when all this was happening, I was like, oh gosh, okay, car was on fire, Henry Ruggs' car was on fire, and wow, obviously it was a hit, whether it was a head-on or whatever, how did one car come on fire? Well, RAV4s might be hybrid. So, did a little bit more research, and it looks like an electric car battery, which we spoke about, can very easily ignite. Can just very easily, if its integrity is compromised, if there's, you know, miswiring. So, now mind you, a regular car can blow up in flames also. My concern, I see some of you guys calling in, so hold on, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. My concern is, are we testing enough of these? And are we completely sure that a minimum impact accident or a moderate impact accident will not cause us, even if we're going to live through the accident, to still die because there's a fire. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. If it is true that Tina was screaming and alive in her car and lived through a crash that hit her at 120 miles per hour, but she died because it went aflame, then it just begs the question, was she in a hybrid? And if she was, is that what contributed to her death even more so than the accident? You know, I was thinking about my kids. Well, you know, my kids eventually, you know, they may get an electric car. If my kid hits a tree and he goes up in flames and he wouldn't have died from that accident, God forbid, and would have been able to walk out of it, we don't need that extra fear on top of that. We can't be in an inferno. And so I spoke about, I've even showed you guys some pictures of some of these accidents where the front end looks burned. And I get it, that's where the motor is. So I get that that could be, you know, another cause for fire. But you're looking at these impact cars that go up in flames pretty quickly, and it doesn't seem to affect, I don't know, there just seems to be a disconnect. So my questions to you guys is 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Do you feel that electric cars and hybrids are safe enough in impact? And do you think we're not getting as much data as we need? We know there's been recalls. We know cars have been recalled. We know there's much more fuel injected cars and gas cars on the roads. But if you're seeing a trend, where these accidents seem to be more on fire, and you see the trend with electric vehicles or hybrid vehicles, is that going to make you think a little twice about getting one? President Biden has, it's not a mandate yet, but President Biden has now set a goal of by 2030, half of all cars on the road be electric vehicle. Half of new cars or newly bought cars, or maybe used cars, whatever, cars on the road be of the electric type or lithium battery. I just don't know. I don't know if I'm sold on the safety yet. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, did you guys watch Happy Days? Sunday, Monday, Happy Days. I did, and I thought the Fonz was the coolest thing. That was little. And I just thought, you know, him in a leather jacket and jeans and riding a bike and going, hey, or whatever he did. I think that's what he did. I just thought he was cool. And interestingly, you know, people were in love with him. I mean, people were so, they just thought he was the most gorgeous thing. And I remember my mom showing me a picture of Henry Winkler. And she goes, this is what he looks like in real life. And I go, oh my gosh, I also recognize him. I mean, he's a handsome dude. But he was nothing like on Happy Days. And Happy Days I had brought up on the show, not because I thought it was that good a TV show. It wasn't my favorite of TV shows. I mean, I watched Laverne and Shirley, and I watched those, but they weren't my favorite shows. When I was younger, it kind of took a while, you know, for me to really, really like. I think by the 1980s, that's when I really started to appreciate the TV shows. But what was amazing about that is how it's the aura around somebody being good looking. And I've told you guys this. Many of you say, well, you know, I wasn't born looking like Michael Fassbender. And I get it. I get it. I trust you. Michael Fassbender is gorgeous. But David Hasselhoff, for example, people thought he was good looking. And, I mean, if you really dissect all the features, he didn't really have all the stereotypical good-looking features, but the aura around it. You put a guy that has a cool car or, I don't know, a bunch of people in bathing suits, and it just gives this aura of sexuality. So I bring it up because Henry Winkler is apparently auctioning off one of his original jackets December 8th at Bonhams in Los Angeles. The jacket he is selling has been in his possession for decades. Another one was sold to the Smithsonian back in 1980. But don't worry, he has an extra. Because I'm like, why would he give that up? So he said part of the proceeds is going to support the nonprofit This Is About Humanity. It was co-founded by his daughter, Zoe Winkler. So the outfit is going to come with a t-shirt, motorcycle boots, and they believe it's going to have an estimated value of $50,000 to $70,000. So he also is selling a ghost face mask from the 1996 film Scream. I didn't realize that he was in that movie as well. They think that mask is going to give $20,000 to $30,000. So I know some people think, what, does he need money? What's going on? No, this is for charity. Very cool. Okay, so many of you might think you have a bladder infection. And you're like, I'm always getting bladder infections these days. What's going on? Meanwhile, though, you're wiping number one before number two. You're drinking plenty of water. And I've told many of you that these might not be bladder infections. It might be something called interstitial cystitis. So joining us next is Heather Florio, CEO at Desert Harvest, to talk to us about interstitial cystitis and some of the cool things that are out there to treat it. Hi, Heather. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Thank you so much for joining us. So, you know,
yeah.
with telemedicine exploding and, you know, people going online, going, I have a UTI and getting treated, I always tell people get themselves checked because it might not be a UTI. It could be interstitial cystitis. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so interstitial cystitis is an inflammation lacking of the bladder lining for interstitial cystitis patients. So imagine a constant UTI that never goes away, the debilitating pain, burning, frequency, but forever. And that is interstitial cystitis. So many women go and deal with chronic recurrent UTIs over and over and over again, and it really, interstitial cystitis, unfortunately, because we don't understand the etiology, how it comes to be, is it really becomes a diagnosis of exclusion. And us as women, we have so much, especially for women, this does affect men and women, about 80% women, about 20% men. But for us women, we have so much else going on down in that pelvic region. And so it becomes really hard to ascertain, let's say we have endometriosis, we have uterine fibroids, we have, you know, other ovarian issues going on. And so the diagnosing the pain and getting it down to that bladder can sometimes be a little difficult.
It's true. And, you know, as a physician, I am very nervous that millions of women are getting antibiotics online. They might feel better temporarily, but they're taking antibiotics after antibiotics, which I think is going to affect their immune system and increase resistance. And there's possibly better things out there. Well, you, for example, you're hoping to get FDA approval on your product. Talk to us about this.
Yes, correct. So we've been making our super strength aloe vera capsules now for about 28 years, and these were developed specifically for interstitial cystitis patients. Aloe is made up of glycosaminoglycans, which is the gag layer of the bladder that's missing in an interstitial cystitis patient. So it is theorized that those are creating that coating, that lining, and acting as kind of that barrier-protected, anti-inflammatory analgesic. And in our double-blind placebo-controlled studies, we had an 87.5% response rate of some or complete relief of all interstitial cystitis symptoms with just taking our capsules. We wanted to follow that up with a more detailed study at Wake Forest University with Dr. Robert Evans and their integrative regenerative medicine. And so we're going a little bit step further in this research. And when we started and we registered with clinicaltrials.gov, they asked us to become a drug, the FDA, and we said, okay, let's do it. So we're going to turn our supplement into a drug. This is not what you typically go get on the health food store shelves, and we are constantly educating because it's always like, why is this bottle $10? Why is this bottle $60? And for us, it's constant educating to let them know that this is made especially for interstitial cystitis. So we're all about concentrating the nutrients. We're all about removing the negative components that are naturally in aloe vera, the anthraquinones that are latex chemicals that act as an irritant to the colon, and long-term have been proven in studies to be carcinogenic and can cause liver damage and kidney damage. And so we have a patented process that filters all of those out, all of the insoluble fiber. We put it into, we freeze-dry it with our patented process, and then we put it into a natural vegan capsule. And we add a little bit of calcium carbonate to help raise the pH to make it as alkaline for the bladder. And so this is in high concentration, high doses, and long term. And most of what is made on the market that you see in aloe vera these days is made for cosmetic grade. Mm-hmm. It's made for digestive aid, so a short term use to maybe get the bowels moving, or some people use it as a weight loss, which is not recommended. But, you know, these are typically the things that you see on the shelves these days. And so we are constantly educating to make people understand. So hopefully with this FDA approval, you know, we'll be able to be that first-line treatment that every doctor is recommending before they go into the more invasive side effect type treatments.
Absolutely. We're speaking to Heather Florio, CEO at Desert Harvest. What I also like about this is, I mean, we've known aloe has had medicinal properties, but you guys are actually studying the concentration of it. You're studying the applications of it, and rather than it being more cosmetic, and this is something that, that I think we have long asked for to be on, you know, in our medical toolbox, and so we, I'm really grateful for what you guys are doing. So in the last minute and a half, where are you in terms of the FDA approval, and how can people then find out more information?
Oh, so we are just kind of in the initial phase one trial currently. That should finish up sometime next year, and then we'll kind of see where we go. So we're at least a couple of years probably away from the FDA approval, but people can definitely, in the meantime, visit us on our website at desertharvest.com, and or give any of our amazing representatives a call at 800-222-3901. We love to answer questions.
Yeah, and we'll probably have you back on the show later. What's so fascinating is you could, like you said, in addition to study this, there might be other applications like rheumatoid arthritis, migraines, skin conditions. They've been studying aloe with cancer. So where you guys go with this can possibly lead to tons more you know, applications, and it's fascinating. So Heather, you and your team at Desert Harvest, thank you again so much for all you do. And one more time, if you could give us the website.
That is desertharvest.com. And thank you so much for having me, Dr. Dahlia.
We appreciate it. All right, guys. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Silver has has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A cruise ship headed to Miami changed course and is now docked in the Bahamas after an arrest warrant was issued by U.S. authorities over unpaid fuel bills. The lawsuit claims Crystal Cruises and Star Cruises owe Peninsula Petroleum $4.6 million in cash. Ship passengers were taken by ferry to Port Everglades in Fort Lauderdale on Sunday. The U.S. State Department has ordered the evacuation of American citizens in Ukraine amid the threat of Russian military action. Pentagon journalist Jennifer Griffin on Fox News weighs in.
But what we're reporting tonight is that the meeting at Camp David that occurred this weekend with President Biden meeting yesterday with his joint chiefs and his secretary of state and his national security advisor, that he was presented options to send U.S. troops to NATO allies.
USA Radio News. An 8-year-old girl was struck and killed by a stray bullet while walking with her mother on a Chicago, Illinois street Saturday afternoon. Melissa Ortega was struck by one of several rounds fired by a male suspect toward a 26-year-old known gang member. Activist Keith Thornton on CBS2 Chicago.
This is an 8-year-old Latina who could have been someone. She came from Mexico to have a better life.
She and her mother had immigrated from Mexico in August. City leaders are once again demanding change after the Little Village shooting on Sunday. The suspect remains at large. NASA says the James Webb Space Telescope will fire its thruster Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern and break into orbit around Lagrange Point 2, a million miles from Earth, where the observatory will orbit the Sun. Lagrange points are like parking garages in space caused by the Sun's gravity onto Earth. The James Webb Space Telescope is an international collaboration between NASA, the European Space Agency, and the Canadian Space Agency. USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for you.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So if it sounds a little different, we are broadcasting live from Harrah's Lake Tahoe. Sorry, I had to get the hotel right because there's a lot of hotels here. So we're broadcasting live from Harrah's Lake Tahoe. I'm at the Nevada Academy of Family Physicians Conference. Yeah, they let me back. I don't know. I think I have been suspended so many times. So we are here in the conference room. So hopefully it's coming out pretty good. I know it it has been a very tumultuous weekend football-wise. I get it. I am just blown away at how most of the underdogs won. Fantastic football. We'll talk about that if we can. I'm getting my test kits tonight at 9 p.m., apparently in my house. Not sure how the test kits are going to get to my house, but apparently somebody at 9 p.m. needs to be there. So I'm going to call all the neighbors who are usually in bed like when I am to see if somebody could be there to pick up my COVID test kits. We're going to talk about how if the connection works, how Omicron can affect kids. You know, we see headaches, we see other sorts of sequelae with kids, which is something, you know, where we kind of haven't seen before with other COVID. But we are seeing more kids get COVID. So we're going to do the best we can with the connection that we have. So hopefully it all works out. Plus, we have a lot of cool guests here at the Nevada Academy that are going to probably hop on and talk, which is cool. And you see, I got my little rhinestone, you know, thing, my little rhinestone microphone. So far, good. But really quick here, I got to talk about Toilet Paper Gate. Apparently, I made the mistake of posting something on social media. And apparently, my social media is supposed to be very personal, very, very private. But, you know, people get their panties all up in a bunch. And I'm in a hotel that I guess there's like two potties in the room. There's like two toilets in the room. I guess one for me to go pee-pee and one for me to go poo-poo. I don't know. But there's two toilets in the room. And there is something like this behind each toilet. Okay, now this is, oh my gosh, do you realize how difficult it is to find things like this? Okay, or to pay decent prices. So I just posted on my social media that I'm going to steal, well, not steal, but as a souvenir, I'm going to take this home. And be like, oh, you know, that's stealing. You're stealing from the you're stealing from the hotel. I'm like, I'm not stealing from the hotel. It's toilet paper. You know, and you know, it's a souvenir. Okay, you know, my kids, they're too old now for me to bring the back a little knickknack. You know, what do they need? They need toilet paper. In my family, I don't know why we go through toilet paper so much. The only thing I could think of is with my kids, when I used to change your diaper, you know how most parents will do like baby talk, you know, and they'll be like, oh, goo goo gaga. I didn't do that. When I was changing my kid's diaper, I was like, oh my gosh, what? Oh, my, really? Really that much? What did you? Yo, this is ridiculous. What? There's more here. This is ridiculous. So so I think they kind of grew up realizing, you know, they probably need a clean tushy if, you know, mommy's not going to get mad. And then, of course, my husband's listening to this and he's like, you know, hearing me complain about the, you know, all the cleaning I have to do when I had to change the diapers, that I think what happened is the family just overall just started to use a lot more toilet paper because we just go through so much toilet paper. And so, you know, I also think it might be an issue with, you know, how do you guys wrap your toilet paper? Okay, let's open this up. Oh, I opened it up. See, now it's my property. Once you open up the toilet paper, it's kind of your property, right? Because, well, yeah, let's just identify that. Okay, do you guys think these hotels reuse an open toilet paper roll? No, they only put a new toilet paper roll. So listen, if your toilet paper roll looks like this, they're not going to put that in. When you're a new hotel guest, they're not going to use this, right? Because it looks like it's used. Plus, with COVID, everybody's afraid of COVID. And I'm not really too sure. Toilet paper shouldn't spread COVID. But then again, COVID is released, like, through our feces, right? We're picking up COVID prevalence based on feces and things like that. So maybe people think toilet paper spreads COVID. I mean, nobody like uses this to wipe, I guess. You know, you kind of wrap it. So anyway, when you wrap the toilet paper, okay, some of you guys do this thing where you wrap up the whole hand and you got like a whole hand wad of toilet paper. I don't like that because if you wipe your tissue with that, you're going to get it on your fingers. So what I do, like, is, okay, hold on, let me get a little toilet paper. I'll use this to stuff my bra later, okay? Hold on. So what I do is I get like a wad and then I have it loose and I change hands. Are you guys right-handed or left-handed? Okay, so I'm right-handed. So a lot of times the toilet paper is on the left, and I can't use my left hand for anything. So I take the toilet paper, and then I take about this much. You see, this is why we run out of toilet paper. This is why, because I take this much. So then what I do is this won't work, right? Because you have to kind of get it like it's a nice wad. Okay, but you can't do too small a wad. Okay, because, yeah, like if you do this, you know, and you try to do the dab, it's not going to work. Okay, I like to do the wipe. And so you have to switch hands with it. And then I guess you do the, yeah. So anyway, once the toilet paper roll is open, I'm sorry.
sorry, I think that's fair game. I think we could all own it. I think we could shove it in our suitcases. I don't think that's a problem. I think you're also allowed to take the shampoos. I think you're also allowed to take the soap because they're not going to reuse it. Now, mind you, there are some charities that will reuse the unused soap, or they will take the soap and send it to foreign countries. But honestly, I mean, I don't want anybody using my old soap. I don't take the old soap. I leave the old soap. But if there's like some new soaps, I take those too. Even though that's not my soap brand, I don't use the soap brand. But do you guys know why? Okay, this is probably something psychologically I probably need to have this kind of evaluated more. But the reason why I take the soap home is I'm so afraid that the plane's going to crash. And the plane's going to crash. We're going to be on a desert island. And there's going to be somebody who looks like Jimmy Garoppolo, right, or Viggo Mortensen, or Michael Fassbender. And I'm going to stink. And I want to be able to go into the cargo bay, get the soap that I have. I always pack soap so I can clean up, because we're going to have to repopulate the earth, you know, or repopulate the island. So I guess that's why I steal the toilet. And toilet paper, we're going to need toilet paper because leaves hurt. A lot of people are saying, Dr. Dahlia, why aren't you using a bidet? Well, one is because, you know, I didn't know what one was, but, you know, finally I figured, okay, that's where, you know, the water sprays up. I don't like splash. You know, I really, really worry about splash, you know. So, you know, if you have a really, really bad burrito and now you're going to bidet it, I don't want to clean the walls and clean the ceiling. But if you guys are saying that the bidet, well, what the bidet implies is that you're completely covering the orifice of the toilet seat. Okay, I don't encompass the whole toilet seat. I sit on the side. We need to talk about that, because toilet posturing and ergonomics of toilet seating is very I think it really affects our whole, you know, back and structure and axial load and all that. So we'll address that when we can. But anyway, we'll get to the news. We'll get to some guests. But yeah, please don't accuse me of stealing. Please do not call Harrah's management. You know, please do not call the NAFP. All right. You know, this toilet paper. This is what I used in 5 days. So, and I am going to revisit the fact that I probably overdo my toilet paper. Okay. So, a lot of the things that I want to address is and sorry guys, I only have one computer here, so I don't have my whole thing. This is really, really cool. I wish I could show you guys. This is like a really, really cool place. We just had like a wine tasting event, so there's like bottles of wine all over the place. I could smell it. It smells pretty good. But there's a bunch of things I want to talk about. One study that has come out is the men's fertility and COVID vaccines. A lot of men have been kind of skeptical about getting a vaccine because they're worried about fertility. Meanwhile, we had that story last week where somebody sprayed weatherproofing foam, you know, into their penis, which was not probably very fertility prone. But we do have a new study that says that COVID shots do not hurt your fertility. Getting COVID could. Now, we haven't really evaluated men, done sperm counts, because people are afraid of COVID, and they're like, you know, I'll keep it to myself. But study after study has been showing that, sadly, the COVID virus seems to be worse than anything else we could do virus vaccine-wise. So for those of you that are, like, hesitating, you're like, you know, check your sperm count. You could do that. You might have to pay. Insurance might not pay for it. Check your sperm count, right? Right? If you haven't had COVID, okay, you could get vaccine, see what happens with your sperm count. If it doesn't go down, great. If it does go down, okay, well then, you know, fine, do a study. Please prove me wrong. I want to make sure we're not advising people wrong. But for now, we have another study, and I'll give you guys, I'll probably post the link, because I think this comes from Boston University that looked at COVID counts and fertility. In the meantime, we are still getting developing data on females and their periods. As you know, that the NIH has funded multiple grants, about $1 million each, to a bunch of universities to look at female fertility when it comes to the vaccine. We've had some issues with cycle length widening, but still, data is slowly coming out. We'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia, don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend a perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, guys, we are back in the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as we're here at the Nevada Academy of Family Physicians, all right, you know, we have a lot of us, you know, there's baby boomers, there's us Gen X's, and you guys know how we feel. I mean, you've been listening to me for years, so you know how I feel about medicine and, you know, how medicine is changing and all that. But now we have the new generation, and one of my favorite students ever is Nikki Clifton, and she's joining us today because she's actually graduating, and she's going to kind of give us a take on how the younger new generation of doctors is going to kind of, I guess, look at medicine and have to face what the mess we left behind. Nikki, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Wax. It's so good to see you and be here.
Oh, my God. I love you so much. You were like amazing. I miss you so much. I miss you. Okay. So first of all, why did you decide to go to medicine?
People ask me that with my medical school interview. I don't know if this is a good answer, but I kind of said it's just like eating breakfast in the morning. You kind of don't think twice about it. My parents are not doctors. They're both attorneys in Reno and Washoe County, or were at least. My mom's retired now. But I just always wanted to be a doctor. It was finding a specialty that was actually, or now, I guess, family medicine, if you consider that a specialty, which was hard. The doctor thing was easy. It was finding exactly what I wanted to go into.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I can see, we need you. We need you bad. Okay, so why family medicine? Because, you know, surgery is very sexy. OB is cool. Why family?
Yeah, so that was hard because people don't like to glamorize family medicine off the bat, and so it wasn't really on my radar, but I didn't know what I wanted to do, so I kind of tried a couple of routes, found bad fits for me, and then when I found family medicine, I found my people. I thought that everyone should be like this, you know, but everyone's different in every area, so the people I found in family medicine act the way that I like to act, treat people the way I like to act, and care about certain patient aspects, kind of talking to them instead of doing stuff to them. Both are important. But they care more about that interaction with the patient, just like I do. And I cared less about some of the surgical aspects, which I saw some of my friends just really caring about.
That's so true. Now, does it intimidate you? Because with family medicine, I mean, you got to know everything from the eyelid to the toenail. You got to know gyne, neuro, endo, and then renal. I mean, Lord have mercy. I don't know how the hell we learn renal. I mean, does that intimidate you?
I guess so, but what also intimidates me is being a specialist in a certain area, getting something that no one else knows how to fix, and all of a sudden I have to be the one to do that. I'm a team player, so I really like falling on the specialist if I don't know something. We learned everything in medical school. I'm not trying to dump that. And I had such a hard time on my specialty rotations not listening to an abdominal complaint or a woman's health complaint and just kind of fluffing it off and not addressing it. I want to be able to at least have some kind of answer or direction for everything they bring in.
Yeah, I love that. I had that too, where somebody would say, oh, you know, what do you think about this? And I'm like, I have an opinion on that. I'm like, I'd love to give you my opinion on that mole or on that. Yeah, you know, it's a good point. So, okay, so, you know, when I went to medical school, you know, okay, so doctors made money, but I was poor, so looking at, you know, whatever we made was great. But medicine is different now because I thought, okay, I get out of school, I open up a practice, so can you even see your future in medicine, or is it pretty cloudy with everything going on?
Both, I think. You know, I have a vision. I say have a flexible plan for everything. Even each day you should have a flexible plan. So I'm looking at residencies right now, so I'm starting to picture myself in certain residencies. And one thing they ask me is, you know, where do you see yourself in 5 years? For me, it's a small group practice. And we just had our round tables with large practices, small practices, so your career kind of evolves. So I'm kind of thinking residency right now and looking at the programs that fit me and then thinking about that 5 year to answer that question. I know what I think now.
Yeah. You know, we're speaking to Nikki Clifton, who is one of my, like, favorite students. She's like, so cool, babe. She's graduating. It's all my little baby doctors all grown up. My babies. Oh, my God. Babe, she's all grown up. Anyway, I need to put the maternal side away. So I was going to ask, oh, now I forgot. See, brain fog. COVID gives you brain fog. I don't have active COVID. Oh my gosh, I completely forgot what I was going to ask you. This happens on air. This one, my producer's like, oh my God, this is why we have poor ratings. Okay, thank you, Nikki, for saving the ratings. So, you know, one thing that I found frustrating going through school is, in high school, you got freshmen, sophomore, junior, senior. So you're a freshman in high school. You're a freshman in college. You are now a senior in medical school, right? Osteopathic school. Now you have to go back again to being an intern. You know, is this roller coaster, how does that weigh on you? Or is it, I mean, it's because now you're at the top of the game, people are looking up to you, you're teaching other students, and now you have to go back to being the intern. What's that like?
So I guess not everyone goes through as much school as we do, that's fair, but most everyone goes through high school. And then a lot of people go on to college and others master's. So people do, even from middle school, you know, you hit that freshman to senior roller coaster. Probably in college is when I started getting into mentoring. And that's when I realized that I like to be in the middle, always. I like to have a lot of people that I mentor and have a lot of mentors above me. So I'm kind of always there. Even right now, I'm looking up to the residents that I'm meeting at this conference that I already know, actually both from Reno and Vegas. I have friends and connections. So I'm looking up to them. But yet I have a lot of medical students below me that I tutor and that I mentor. So even if I'm at the top of one section, there's always going to be the next section above me or people right below me from the last section or the one that I'm still in.
Mm-hmm. You know, one thing I want to commend you on is you got such a good personality. You know, I mean, I've seen the gamut of people, and you have those who are cocky or they know a little something and then they're like, okay, well, you know, I know, you know, and then they get, you know, you've always had that humbleness. You know, how do you kind of balance that? Okay, I need to have confidence, but I also don't want to look like, you know, I know everything and I'm not going to learn something. How do you do that?
Well, thank you, because sometimes I feel like I don't. Sometimes I think, why did I say that about myself? You know, no one needed to know that. What starts, if it's my personality, sure, but it's really, for me, it's a passion for people. When I'm talking, I really enjoy talking to them, so I seek out ways that I can be around people. If I can help them, if they're below me, I love doing that. But then I'm willing to ask for help from people above me, so it kind of goes back to that mentoring. But I just enjoy that interaction, and then that just leads me to say things about myself that usually leads to a connection. When I'm here in Reno, I'm like, I know so many people in Reno because I'm from here. Vegas people, meet all these Reno people. I really like to connect people. Kind of keeps me going, but I hope that it helps people along the way too.
And I'm glad, because there's a lot of people who are like, I don't want to be around people, you know, and being around people is the type of, you know, a lot of people that rather be away from others. And the funny thing is the reason why I think I'm so drawn to you is because you were like me, you know, except a lot skinnier, you know, years ago. And you know, you have this attitude, and I noticed myself 10, 15 years in, sometimes I, you know, couldn't be all day around people. Sometimes I just needed alone time and all that. So keep that up. You know, don't ever turn like me. So student loans, the cost of school and all that. You know, when I went to school, yeah, we had to put in a lot of money, but there wasn't that pressure that I have to pay. In fact, our loans could be deferred. Are you guys able to defer loans anymore, or are you guys just right out the gate having to start paying up?
So with COVID, I will address this when the time comes. And luckily, I have a lot of familial help, which is one of the reasons I'm so drawn to Reno, is just having that help in all areas. So I'm not in nearly as bad of a situation as some of my peers, which scares the crap out of me. I don't think I would have gone the way that I did if I didn't have some support. What? But I know my boyfriend has been out of school for over 2 years now and has not had to pay any loans. So he's just saving up, and he's going to just pay them all off from PA school, which is awesome. That's so relieving.
Fantastic. Also, you know, I'm looking at the homes. I'm looking at the homes going up. I'm looking at the inflation. You guys, like, are coming up with a triple whammy. Number one is, you know, yeah, you're going to finally, with residency, you get a salary, but it's not like the high salary. But then you have the inflation. Then you have the high cost. I mean, is that just deterring you, or you're like, you know what, I'm just going to keep moving forward, not even going to think about it?
We'll say I did some away rotations, so I spent 3 months at 3 different places. And there were some places where I was like, ooh, those gas prices, you know, I don't know if I want to live here. And then there were some places where I was like, those gas prices, I think I could live, you know, it kind of comes down to gas prices, which is really sad.
Yes.
But,
yes.
I mean, ultimately.
Because I can't afford a Tesla yet. You know, once we could do that, then, yeah.
Oh, yeah, ultimately, I don't think something little like that would sway me. But, you know, at the time, it makes a big difference. But you just kind of take it as you can. I'm huge into family, so my family all kind of works together. So I'm really, you know, considering coming back to Reno very strongly because I have my family here. We help my brother out, and I know I'll have that support. And then my grandfather kind of has a business still going on, so he helps us, but then we're taking care of him, and I like to be kind of part of that. So if that can help ease some of the financial burden, that might be everyone's move if they can do it.
Exactly. Now, you know, us old fart doctors, we always talk about burnout, you know. So you guys come here, you're all bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, and we're like, okay, you're going to get burned out in 10 years. You know, oh darn, we're coming up on the end. What do you do to avoid burnout?
Well, right now I do what I like to do and what gives me energy, and that's people. So some people are totally opposite of that. But if I can be around people and talk to them and feel like I'm helping them, I just get energized from it.
Awesome. Nikki Clifton, I love you so much. Thanks for coming on. I can't wait to have you back. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOLLY. You would have been. Oh, my God.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.